Gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the world-famous ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu, and we present for your enjoyment at this time the Royal Hawaiian Orchestra under the direction of Keamoku Lewis. The story of Hawaii, how can it be told? In music, we believe, for truly in song is the soul of a people. Listen to the beauty, warmth, rhythmic beat of the heart of this tropical land. Its happy times of old, its play spirit of today. Music of Hawaii, incense of sound on the altar of eternity. Join us this evening in your imagination here in this loveliest of rooms, the ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Wing your thoughts to Hawaii. Hawaii. This song gives us the true Hawaiian spirit, what aloha means. The Royal Hawaiian Hotel is right on Waikiki Beach, and here in the ballroom we get that marvelous salted tang of the ocean, and always a mixture of flower fragrance too. Perhaps this music can tell you which is which. Kahala Waltz. Thank you. I don't believe this group of people dancing tonight in the ballroom of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel could be matched anywhere else in the world. Some come for the perfect surfboard riding, some for exciting days of deep sea fishing, and others to rest amid sunshine and flowers, or to meet friends from the other side of the globe. This number has a special greeting for them. Puni Kauha. The atmosphere of Hawaii is so full of joy and happiness, a perfect setting for the gaiety of Gloria Stewart. Her blonde loveliness is always appealing. You saw her, of course, with John Bowles in Beloved. She's in so many pictures, Humbug, Airmail, and she's particularly marvelous in I'll Tell the World. Everybody loves Gloria. You can't help it. And with this Hawaiian moonlight.
Isn't this gorgeous? Look at that moon in Honolulu Harbor. And that light flashing out there. Waikiki Beach. And listen to the swish of the breeze through those palms. It seems to keep time with the music. You're so quiet.
Go right ahead, Gloria. I've been trying to get you in a mood like this ever since I met you on the boat.
Please.
Remember the first night out?
Do I? I'll never forget it. It was one of the big moments of my life.
Yes?
To realize that I was finally on my way to Honolulu.
Oh.
What's the matter? Didn't it thrill you to leave?
Oh, yes. But listen to that. And look at those stars, Gloria. You're...
sunburned?
Oh, Gloria, why can't you be serious for a moment?
All right. I'll be serious. I've got an idea.
So have I. I was just going to tell you about it. Is there any possibility of you staying here for another 2 weeks?
Well, there isn't anything in this world I'd rather do. But this morning I got a wire from Universal, and I've got to get the next boat back. But here's my idea.
You mean you really have to leave?
I'm afraid so. But if you'll help me, here's what I'd like to do. I want to give a farewell party. Everyone here has been so lovely. And I want them to meet my friends from Hollywood. They're all here at the Royal Arroyo.
Yes.
Have you got a pencil?
Yes.
Yeah, take these names down. Ben and Bebe, Ruth Cabot, Ruth Rowland, Dick and Joby Arlen, Duke Carroll, Betty Compton, Helen Morgan.
I've got an idea for Helen Morgan.
What's that?
We'll get a piano that'll sit on her for a change.
Very funny. Now, let's get down to business. Let's see, there's Dorothy McHale, H.B. Warner, Bebe Dorsini, new husband, Reginald Denny, and Sally Island. We'll invite all the lovely Honolulu people.
You're sure you haven't forgotten anyone?
I think that's all.
Think hard.
No. That's everybody as far as I know.
How about your shadow, Gloria?
My shadow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'll send you an engraved invitation.
That's all I wanted to know.
I'll get the music.
I'll get the hula dancers.
You would. Look, after the party, we'll all go for a moonlight swim. Build a big bonfire on the beach.
That's a grand idea.
And bake that big fish that Red Denny caught. Oh, it's going to be too marvelous. I almost forgot. We must get corned beef and cabbage for Lou. You know Lou. I guess that'll just about fix everybody.
Gloria, will you promise me one thing?
What?
If you miss that boat early tomorrow morning, you won't blame me?
I'll blame you if I don't.
That's good enough for me.
Here's a jolly party back at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel from a trip to the island of Hawaii, the Big Island. Sometimes there's snow on that old mountain over there, Mauna Loa. And now we have the weaving of many Hawaiian tunes in this lovely number, Moana Chimes. I doubt if you could find a place where you can have as many different kinds of pleasure as here in Hawaii. All day, the year around in the out-of-doors, then perfect nights like this. Palm trees making shadows in the garden. White moonlight. Sailing in an outrigger canoe. Dancing in this ballroom at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Soft lights. Men and women wearing flower lace. The haunting rhythms of Hawaiian music. Hear the hula rhythm in a foxtrot number. Sassy.
Hey, kabaki no ibelela, sateli kalava.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Keamoku Lewis and his Royal Hawaiian. This program comes to you from the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. Your announcer, Charles Frederick Lindsley. Aloha.